Okay, Klai in a new topic. But din basar v'shar devarim anishlach al yedei nachri. Right, this is a topic which is misunderstood and misspoken. People very often talk about basar in the Salam and Ayin, and I mentioned in the past that it's used inappropriately. There is no halacha basar in the Salam and Ayin. There's a man d'yamri, the Gemara holds that way. We actually hold that basar in the Salam and Ayin is permitted. Ashkenazim hold that way. However, there are the halachas that are mentioned here, which has to do with chashash eschalfas, a chashash that a guy will switch meat on you, will switch meat or other items on you, and that there is a chashash. It does not apply if, let us say, the butcher delivers a bag of meat and leaves it on your door, by your front door. There's no chashash a guy is going to switch that. If he wants to steal it, he'll steal it. There's no reason for him to switch it. This is limited to situations where there's a chashash that the person will switch it because it was put in his care. Now, so let's see to what it applies. The Gemara has an abbreviation, chavis, ches, beis, yud, saf. Four items that we have to have a double simon. What does it stand for? Ches is the hog one. Chatich has dag. The dalet didn't work. Dovis doesn't sound like anything. So they use the ches. Chatich has dag, a piece of meat. It really means as opposed to a piece of fish, opposed to a whole fish that still has the scales intact. So chatich has dag, beis is basar, yud is yayin. Yayin needs a double seal. And tov stands for tcheles. When tcheles is shipped, it also needs a double seal. These are four expensive items. Tcheles. Those need a double simon. We have to understand the criteria for which things need a double simon. Let's see. Aleph, hashileach ayidei nachri, basar, echatiches dag, she'en nikarim bem snapi v'kaskeses, or a piece of fish on which you can't see the fins or the, and scales, which is lav dafka, because any fish that has scales has fins. So all you really need is to know their scales. Sheyesh b'zeh iser min ha-Torah. So these are things which could be an iser d'oraisa. V'chein yayin. So to wine, avagav d'isurim d'rabanan. Even though yayin of a guy is a d'rabanan, mekal makom mishum chibos nisuch torach u'mezayif, because of the guy's connection to using the wine this way, we're afraid torach u'mezayif, he'll be tereach, he'll bother to put a false simon. Therefore, l'chatzchil etzarech beis chaysamais. These things need two chaysamais. Avol, dover she'eni ala midrabanan. Someone that's only asked midrabanan can go in cholav, the reif cholav utar, most milk is kosher. Chen gvina, that filum hemad bekevas nevela, we spoke about cheese, the chshash that they used a curdling agent which comes from nevela. Makamakim e surai elamid rabbanan nevadi esh samach neged akeva. When you put a curdling agent into milk to make it into cheese, it's not awesome in atayra. The shishim against it elad awesome mishum davar amaymin. B'chein kol esed rabbanan l'chein dai b'chaisim aleph echad. Now, this is something which I find personally very confusing. The Shulchan Aruch, and the way that it's brought here in the Chochmas Sadam is consistent with the Shulchan Aruch, seems to leave us with a big gap. It says that anything that's in a Sidra Bonon needs one simon. Fish, meat, and wine, and tcheles need two simonim. What about other things that could be in a Sidra Reise? The Rabbanans need one simon. Fish, meat, and wine need two simonim. What about today, all things that are made with oils could be an issa d'oraisa, treif and vegetable oil. So French fries, the French fries need one simon or two simonim? French fries were fried in treif oil, they'd be the d'oraisa. So it's extremely confusing to me. In the source, the Rashba says that d'oraisa always need two simonim. But that's not the minhag. We don't have two simonim on French fries. You don't have two simonim on pizza.
Meat and fish are an expensive product.
I agree with everything you're saying, but it doesn't, it has to fit what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That bothers me. I agree with you. Fish meat and tchela certainly expensive. So it should say expensive, not expensive. What bothers me, I agree with you in Svara 100%. The problem is that my agreement is inadequate. It has to fit what it says in Halacha. And it says in Halacha, look, read the words. We just read 5.5 lines in my print. And the 5.5 lines say, meat, fish, and wine need 2 simanim. Things that the Rabbana need 1 siman. It doesn't say. What about a deraisa? That's not fish and meat. Maybe it's like fish and meat in that regard. You're saying the minig is like Mati's saying. The minig is to make 1 siman for everything but meat and but meat really. Even fish, they're not careful.
Giving examples: the meat, the fish, the wine. Are examples. You can't list everything. So you just gave 4 examples, and
I see. By the Rabbanans, it said, I guess these are the two possibilities. Whether the 4 meant to be examples, and it's all deraisas, which is a big chumrah.
And the Rabbanan, since there's one exception, he uses a general language.
Yeah, he gave a few examples of the Rabbanans, the milk and cheese. But I understand there's one exception, the wine. Gemara says 4 and 4. It says Chavis needs 2 simanim. It has another abbreviation. You remember the other abbreviation? It's just not a word. It has another abbreviation. Cholav, Gavina, Chag something. So it's not clear from the Gemara. It says 4. It says 4, and the rules are left to the Rishayim to explain. Anyway, the minig is to have 1 siman. The pizza stores, they wrap it in tape usually, and that's it. It's 1 siman. So. Okay, v'mafkir etzlay va'asted l'rais chaysmay. If you give something to a guy to watch, and you're going to see its seal, oy afilu b'shelech l'chaveray. If you send it to your friend through a guy shakar service. And you tell the guy that the customer, the recipient, is going to look for this chaysim. Now nowadays, when you have a hechsher, a shtempel, of course they'll look for it. But it means even here, the Gemara says they cut it in the shape of a triangle, is one example. So if you're saying that it was cut a certain way because of the recipient, so...
Is that considered a sinner?
What?
Not
two. No, so he's saying then, well, you'll see what he says. He says when you tell the guy that the Jew is going to check for the simon, some say that 1 simon is enough. Okay, I'll say this Yeshayim in a minute. There's a stira to Gemaras. The Gemara I told you says Chavis needs 2 simanim. There are a number of two other Gemaras that seem to say it needs 1 chaysim. For example, the Gemara Bava Metzia, we cut it in the shape of a triangle. Rashi has a picture of a triangle, right, in the diagram. What? That was meat. So it's enough 1. So how do you resolve it? So there are 3 possible resolutions. The Rama brings all 3. And I think he'll bring all 3. The first one is that if you tell the guy that the recipient is looking for the simin, then 1 is enough. The second opinion is, listen to this. The dafka be Yisrael chashud, being a base chasumah. It's only a Jew who's chashud, so he needs 2. With a guy, it's more lenient. At least b'dieved, you can rely on this opinion. That 1 is good enough. It's an interesting thing that the Jew is more chashid than the guy in certain ways. You have crooked guyim, and unfortunately there are some crooked Jews too. But usually a guy, the rabbi tells him what to do, is not a chacham. Either he obeys or he disobeys. A Jew, he learns a little also. So he says, you don't really need it like this. It could be a little like that. You know, he drays more. Mukamakim. So what do we say? There are 2 possible exceptions where even meat is enough with 1 simon, Well, you know the recipient will receive it, or you do it through a guy. Fish or meat.
Yeah. The same I would cut in a triangle,
should be good. Yeah, if you do a cut, then the quarantine will be good, right? Avagavi the Bedina Amin only Mazayev. Even though by Tuskasimis we say they won't forge it, Bakoshke Bechenvini, certainly if he's a professional, he doesn't want to lose business. Bakomake Nochain Hadovel Ideal Haver Tsur Sachaisen. You should tell the recipient what to look for, Kdeshiyazim Yayim Bechaisim, it made a Mizuyev. You should look at it. Ubefrap is Manazesh and Iskakulu Hadiris. He's writing in 1800. What? Oh, so he writes a parenthesis. Ubedidi have a Uvda story. Kanisi Gavina Mechenvini. Alacha Sheherali Hechsher. May I go in Rebefal Abad Hamburg? Or Fall Hamburger. So he was a famous personality. So he says, they showed me the Hechsher and I bought the cheese. I saw that there was a forgery. He took a chasima that was on paper. And he attached it the way it was supposed to be. And when he looked into the cheese, he saw that it was a forgery. Today it's so easy to forge with computers. It's so easy to forge things. It's amazing. I don't know. You could print anything. Vim nitfas ala gvina is kosher. If it just says kosher, bismanizet zorch lachish medaver imloishiyesh ksav hechsher me odam beforesim. It's not good enough to say kosher. Has to have a person's name. Even though you don't recognize the signature, this kavin Hamishkal ala gvinais, and the weight should fit. Perchesiv tes ayin shom sheherich. So that's another simon. The simon is that the weight is accurate. If you have a ksav hechsher on the 10-pound cheese, and the 10 pieces, then it's 10-pound cheese. So we're not afraid that it was switched.
Is there a difference in criteria between a shaliach who's a non-shom shabbos Jew?
There is one opinion that he brought earlier that a guy is more Naaman than a non-Shabbos Shabbos Jew. It's not Shabbos Shabbos Jew, he's in the club, he knows how to finagle. The guy, he's kosher, he doesn't know if he'll be caught.
Also, they're professional, they're afraid that their business will go down. If they have a grocer, a supermarket, if they go ahead and they're afraid that their business is going
to
be,
Kosher, not kosher.
What?
They come around, the government.
Not anymore, the kosher is over.
Is that over?
Yeah, the Cuomo's kosher, I think it's closed, right?
What? What's kosher?
There was an agency that employed a few people. They went around checking kosher. But he worked there for a while, yeah, but I think they closed, they wasn't really doing anything. I mean, they were doing anything, they were going around checking it was kosher, but, you know, they had to do a few scandals in order to justify their existence, you know, V'davka sheyesh gam kein chaysim ala gvinos. And davka that is a hechsher and a signature on a simen on the cheese. Abolavach yafil a nicker, what's the next word? Chasimas yadai, ksav hechsher, osim a manavshach. Ima mishkol mechovin, if the weight is good, how you do a shedek gvinos lis yabesh. Normally cheese loses weight. It generally dries. They're made of a chovin, a katsimin, ayin sham, unless you know the proportion. Bismanazed, the betsuyin akum, umumrin, hayoidim lichtoiv, roi lochish, achiyakir, machasimas yadai. Nowadays, you have goyim know how to write Hebrew, you have to be chayshish, rachsimas yadai, chaybosan, this be anochi, because of love, chaysim, a kosher, avkav, the medina mutter, vishinadem, yikosvai, What they do today in the Shlachta is traditionally they carved into the side of meat. All right, today a lot of them package it in the Shlachtas, but when they send a size of meat, they have a simen, which is with a gun, right? They shoot through like one of the plastic simanim with a plumber, and they carve into the meat. The sheikh carves the letter of the shechita, the day of the shechita. Aleph Sunday, Beis for Monday, Gimel for Tuesday. After a while, they start having the goyim carve the Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And then they realize that if the goyim could carve the Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, it's not much of a simon. So I think the accepted thing today is that the Yid carves the day of the week and the first letter of that week's parasha. In other words, parasha Sveichi, you do a Vav. Parasha Shemais, you do a Shin. So assumption is the guy doesn't know the name of the parasha in any given week. Although he can just look at the other sides of meat and copy it, but when you know what you're copying, if you know what a shin is and you're copying it, you can copy it. If you know what it is, it's very hard.
The first letter of the parasha, Vav is a very
common. Vav is very common, especially in Bereishis. A lot of Vavs, but okay, what are you gonna do? But that's, I think that's the accepted simon these days, is to carve in the day of the week, and the first letter of that week's parasha. It's a double parasha, I don't know what they do.
When you go on the airplane, by Israel, they ask you a question, what's this week's parasha?
When they ask you, they ask the parasha. I mean, they never ask the parasha. I guess they...
You're the only one that they ask. Everybody.
They knew all...
I once got into Canada and they asked me, why are you here? I said, I'm speaking. I came to speak. Were you speaking? I said, I don't know. They sent me to the back to be grilled. Since then, I say whatever I want to say. Congregation is fired. I can say anything. Nobody knows the difference. You know, so, okay. But anyway, but the point here is that it needs simanim. The simanim, I'm going to see in a minute. Really, he's going to say in the next ice. If you have a simin and you give it to the guy, even if the recipient doesn't know what the simin is, it's adequate as long as the guy thinks the recipient knows what the simin is. If the guy thinks so, he's mirtis to play around with it. And it is that way. They're mirtis to play around with it. The question that many pais can deal with is what about the same simon twice? In other words, you have tape from the hechsher, so you do the tape around the box, you put the box in a bag, and you put the tape around the bag. Is that adequate to do the same simon twice? And you say, well, if you can forge it once, you can forge it twice. So the minig is to be mekel, you know, and the pais commit something that they go back and forth about. I don't believe the Chacham Salam says anything. I know Neid Behuda has a tshuva about it. And, it's hard to say, but certainly one way or the other. The halacha is, when you need two simanim, one has to be a simim movik, and one could be an inferior simon. It doesn't have to be a simim movik. So, the simim movik is always the tape. The assumption is that, nobody's going to bother printing up the tape falsely, but the second simanim they have, they staple the bill onto the bag, or they do something like that, which is a smaller, not as good a simon. Glamot has only Jews delivering the meat. They deliver to us, and they only have from Yidden. What? Glamot was always his thing.
From
Yidden. They pay to be from. Okay, Oiz Beis.
What about the supermarket?
What about? Yeah, it's a problem. You need to have a double simon. The years I used to be involved in Empire, I used to visit them and I knew the people there. I don't know what they do today. They then had two simanim. They had one simon on the back where the plastic wrap comes underneath. They had a label underneath. And that's a simon movik, because if you peel it, you can't put it back. And then on top, they have one that if you can peel it off, you can put it somewhere else. But the thing on top has the weight. And, usually, the weight is, especially today, is computerized. The weight is pretty precise. And you could check it, even though you're not going to check it, but since you could, that's adequate. I must have mentioned to you that when I was at Art Scroll and they were putting out the Art Scroll Erevin, I was working late at night. They ordered from a place on 13th Avenue and, came with a Mexican driver and there was no simanim on anything.
Yeah,
Fleishes. Wow. There wasn't a single simon. And they asked me, then I didn't want to, I said, you know, I'm not eating it, you call your Rav. So everyone got busy trying to find a heter. Nobody was matter it. Rav Tuvi Goldstein said, if you know the time he left and time he got to you, and there wasn't enough time for him to switch it.
Did you call the player? Did they call the player?
Sure, he called the player. Oh, they called the place. They called the Rav of the place. They said, return it. We said, why would we return it? We're supposed to own the garbage. He said, you can return it to give you your money back. What are we returning it for? I don't understand. You're not like, why are we returning it? It's, okay, I guess Bays will do, what's today? Tuesday. So Thursday night, Yitzhak Hashem.